Okay, hello, 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 and welcome to the show. Last episode, I kept it very short because it's hard talking about mental health, though now it's time to get into the real tea, what I've been focusing on instead of focusing on me, besides going to the gym and, I mean, I guess I've been eating okay. Diet is so important. Cook for yourself. Do your laundry. Though I think that's what I need to do today. I need to prioritize. I need to be like, I'm leaving this meeting. I need to go get change for the freaking laundry because I have to pay for the freaking laundry. What the heck? If you're a landlord and you make people pay for laundry, I'm sorry. You're robbing us all. And it's not even about the money. It's the inconvenience of needing to go get change because it's not that convenient. I have to walk for about 30 to 45 minutes to the closest bank. And it's ridiculous. And now I also have to get change for my roommates in case one day I'm like, oh, I'm out of change. Or one day I'm like, oh, you're going to the bank? Will you get me changed too? It's just a mutual thing. It's just a convenience type thing. And I was supposed to go on Tuesday. I did walk all the way there on Tuesday, though Tuesday was Remembrance Day. Yeah, now you know how far back these podcasts are. Now you know the secret. It's been, we back uploading. I could upload more than once a week. Then I would have to record more than once a week. I like being ahead of the game. I like keeping some distance. Last episode was nice and short and sweet. And if you have any more questions about psychosis type things, like I said in the last episode, it's very difficult to talk about. So if you have specific questions about a situation or anything along those lines, any advice, please go on to the Radio Laurie podcast Instagram and check out a post. There should be a post there posted now of the I'm So Fucking Lost podcast. And you can leave it a comment on there and I will be secretly stalking. I might not even follow the account so that no one can even look through the followers and find out, try to figure out who I am. If there's anyone out here who's actually that interested. Yeah, so you can go leave a comment on there and I will be checking them out and seeing what else to discuss. I'm not running out of content. There's always content. So let's get into it. Enough of this 2 minute long introduction. You want to hear the real tea. And if you're here for psychosis, what is this? I'm sorry, I literally just picked up, it looks like a flute. I'm going to play it. I don't know whose mouth has been on that. I need to grab my electrical device. Okay. So, oh my gosh, I just got the notification that episode 3 is out right now. Go listen to episode 3. What is episode 3? I don't have ADHD. I want to get tested for ADHD. Though we shall see. That and autism, because I'm really not sure. It just says episode 3. Back into it. Sorry, I had a little prelude about the naming of my episodes. So let's get into the actual story time now. So I have a few stories. I think today we're going to talk about just one of them out of the few. I have quite a few. There's been a lot of boy drama recently. Like, when is there not with this girl? Anywho, so there's this guy. We'll call him Big Mighty because he was a big, tall, not like big, but he was a tall, attractive man, the perfect one to flaunt in front of your ex. So with this man, I met him at the club. We made eye contact across the room and then we started talking and we did a little stuff and then we didn't really talk for a bit. Like, it was just, and I didn't really care because I was like, this person is like okay personality wise. Like, I was getting a little bit of that F-boy energy, if you know what I mean. I just told the story last night. I was out with my friend until like 3 a.m. just like at the gym because we were doing a lore drop of the boy and girl drama because my friend is a male and I just went through literally all the boy drama. I was like, now I have content for tomorrow, but also I've just gone through this whole story. That means it should be good when I go through it this time. So go with this man and then I kind of like, we kind of stopped talking and then I'm out at another bar and I'm leaving with my friends and then I see him and he's like, let me buy you a drink, like blah blah. And there's another guy there that I started talking to just really recently who was then there with another girl who he works with. And I was like, why were you literally flirting with me if you're literally like basically dating this other girl? And she's cute, she's literally in my class. So I was like, oh. And then I was like, I could be a sneaky bee and use this man to make him jealous, which I don't think men really care that much. But that's what I did. Because this man used me and just wanted the S-E-X. I wish that line ended with an E because I love rhyming. Anywho, so we had a nice time. And then we get back to his car to like drive me home, and he's like, ooh, he just wants to F. And I'm like, ugh, like every time you bring it up, it just makes me not want to do it. Like, and he's like, yo, like, blank, my name. Yo, blank, like, why are you being so different? Like, the first night you weren't like this, blah, blah. And I was like, because the first night I had had a couple drinks and I was really trying to just like do that. But now I don't. And now I also know your personality, which is turning me off. The more that you ask me about effing, the less I want to F. And then, so we got food and he drove me home. And I was like, fabulous. And then fast forward, we hung out another time. And this time he was like, I can't remember if this time was between like seeing him between these two clubs or if it was after the second time at the club. I don't remember. He was making a big deal about opening the door for me to get in the car, which is like a new standard that I've set for myself. I'm like, the man needs to open the car door for me. I feel like that's bare minimum. It's just like that princess treatment that I feel like I deserve. So then he was like not getting out of the car. I was like, I will literally go back inside, because he was making such a big deal out of it. And maybe I was making a big deal out of it, but also just open the freaking door. He's like, I'm in shorts, I'm gonna get sick. And I was like, sir, stop being a baby. Like, why are you arguing with me right now? Why am I arguing with a man that I'm not even in a relationship with? Makes no sense to me. So then he finally like opens the door, and I was just like, ick, immediate ick. I didn't want to kiss him because I was like, you just made all that effort. And he's like, come on, just kiss me, like, blah, blah, blah. And I don't know if it was desperate or what it was. I think it was like the pressure that was being applied to get me to like be intimate. And I was like, no. And then I kind of left the car, and then that was kind of that. And then we were like texting after, because we had like a good conversation about stuff. And I was like, okay, like maybe we could like be mature adults and like start seeing each other and have that kind of conversation. And then he comes over because we were just going to watch a movie. He's like, oh, I was like, oh, have you seen a movie that like makes you cry? And he was like, yes. And he said, The Book of Henry. I'm sorry, I've seen The Book of Henry. It's a children's film, which is, it's not a bad film. Like, it's fine. But like, that's the movie. That's the one. I mean, a child, like, I don't want to spoil it. I won't spoil it. Something happens to the child and like the two children, which is sad. But it's also like, it's like a Disney, it's like too much for a Disney film, but also like, it's so Disney. I'm like, what about like The Green Mile? You know, The Green Mile, fantastic film, heart-wrenching, heartbreaking. And I'm a film person. So I was like, okay. So you're watching this movie, doesn't make any moves during the movie, doesn't make any moves, just brings a bottle of wine and some glasses, which is sweet and nice, but it's not making any moves. So I'm like, okay, we're just going to watch this movie, and then he's going to go home, because they literally have to wake up tomorrow. And then, as soon as the movie is over, he just, like, jams his tongue down my throat. I'm like, oh my god, like, give a girl some notice, you know, put your hand around, like, put your arm around me, put your hand on my leg, do something, to warm up. But no, and then he just starts being kind of aggressive. He's like, oh, like, he just wants to, like, get down to business. So I was like, no, I don't like that. And then he asked me to be his girlfriend. And I was like, sir, he just wanted to be my girlfriend because he thought that I just wanted commitment. And I was like, no, I actually, like, have standards. And I know I don't want just any relationship. Like, I want a good relationship. I don't want one with a man that I've hung out with like three times and who every time I seem to get an argument with. So I knew that he was just asking that just to like get in the pants. And I told him, I was like, the more you talk about just wanting to do stuff, the less I want to do stuff. And then he was like, kiss me like you want to kiss me. And I was like, oh my God, this is ridiculous. And then I said, when he asked me if his girlfriend, I was like, you're putting a lot on me right now. Because he basically said, like, you can be my girlfriend and we can do stuff. Or you can be my friend and, like, don't talk to me when you see me with other girls. I was like, that is the hugest red flag. The biggest red flag I've ever heard in my life. So then I said I had to go to the bathroom. And I went upstairs and I was like, thank God my roommates are outside. They were watching a movie. I was like, don't pause the movie. And I gave them the rundown. And one of them was like, well, if you don't want to F him, don't F him. And I was like, great point. Thank you, blank. And so then I come back downstairs. I also peed. I come back downstairs. He's like, you were gone for a long time. Like, were you texting your ex? And I was like, my God, I wish I was texting my ex over you, sir. So then he was like, oh, you're texting your ex. And I was like, no, I was peeing. And he was like, that was a long time to pee. Like, you were texting your ex, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, actually, I was talking to my roommates. He's like, you need to talk to your roommates, whatever. And I was like, yes. So then he kind of got the hint and like left. And as he left, I wish that this was on video, but you guys can't know who I am. He does this like smolder, like this little like, play the Charlie Brown song. That's how he left. And after that, I was like, text me when you get home. And he did it. Fast forward this week. As I don't know if I mentioned this in this podcast or the last podcast, I had to go to the bank. All of it's blending together because I film like four every time that I come in here. So I was going to the bank and I had to get change. And I was like, I'm going to treat myself to a little Starbucks. Keep in mind the Starbucks, like there's no drive-thru. There's limited seating. Like, I don't even know who goes to the Starbucks. And I'm standing there waiting for my flat white, which was the first time I ordered this. So I'm standing there waiting for my flat white. And I look up. And guess who I see? It's Mr. Big and Mighty. Looks up at me. Just look at me like laughing, kind of shaking his head. And I was like, brother. My brother. I was like, what are you doing? And then he texts me. And now I'm going to read the text. I'm going to read it. He goes, this is verbatim. His autocorrect was like not working, or he was like being rude. Initially, like he goes, you keep running into each other. I think he meant we, but the way that he said you, he said, you keep running into each other. If that's not God telling you something, I don't know. I said, sir, you can say this to my face. They're literally standing in the Starbucks and I'm actively like taking my time to answer the text, pretending like I don't see it, going on my phone, but not replying. And he goes, lol. And then I'm standing there and I get my flat white and I leave. And as I walk out, he goes, what are you doing in Starbucks? I said, got my flat white, following God's plan, lol. And he goes, you didn't, so why should I? Which doesn't even make any sense. He said, no need to, I'm seeing someone else now. And I said, God does move in mysterious ways. Mic drop. I can't break this mic. The producer would be so mad at me. But yeah, that's my little story time. Then I was walking home on a high because of the way that I ended it on that. And then I have a little side note about the situationship, but I feel like we'll have to get into that in the next episode. In the next episode. Because I need to have a conversation with the producer about the naming of these episodes. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed that little story time for today. If you're looking for more mental health related type podcasts, we do that too. You can scroll back. Once they're properly named, you'll be able to tell. So yeah, thank you so much. Hope you enjoyed the show. Have a wonderful day, evening, night, afternoon, and treat yourself. Maybe not to Starbucks because they're, I don't know. Great, like good branding and stuff like that. I'm not really too sure about their ethics. Go to your local coffee shop. Support small businesses. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed me having my energy back, because I know I did. And love you. Have a great time.